Hello and welcome to this week's Independent Music Podcast. 10 of the best new tracks each week, hosted by me, Anthony Chalmers.
And me, Gareth May. An extremely satisfying fade out and an extremely satisfying way to start this week's Independent Music Podcast. You started off with the sounds of Van Gass, which when I first read it, it was one word. I was just like, Vangas. And then it was only when Anthony, like, going, what have we got here? Van Gass. I was like, oh, get it. It's a track is called Every Day Is the Same. It's taken from their debut LP called Van, well, their debut prop. LP proper, as people like to say, called Van Gass, released on Chunklet Industries. They're from Atlanta in the US, as are the label Four Piece. Really giving me proper Nod vibes.
Just sort of like Babby Yaz noise rock band, you know, even just like Human Worth Records, sort of that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like how you used Baba Yaga's type bands as almost like a genre description there, just pigeonholing a whole range of, a whole soiree of sound.
Soiree?
I don't know what's wrong with me today, mate. But it says here, live performances can facilitate between, that's not a word, between new jams and complete improv similar. I've got very much Nod when, what's the name of that record? Long title. Just Say No, sort of era Nod is where it sort of reminds me of, which for me was my favourite era of Nod thus far.
My favourite era is Shortland era, I think, but I like lots of eras.
A little bit, yeah, all their eras are great. But if you want more from them, yeah, they had a self-released LP called Facial Tissue in 2019. And yeah, this one is more of a compilation of sort of very short run singles that they've put out. And yeah, it says here, expect another fall soon.
Nice. Before we move onwards, we are once again sponsored by the State 51. Thank you very much, State 51, for your continued support. You are brilliant. You help us keep here and along with the patrons, keep us in it. We played Sign the Family Drone on last week's podcast. It was on the patron only one. But you know, if you wanted to hear a 20-minute absolute mind melter from State 51, well, you could join the patron, or you could just go on State 51 and you can buy a copy. It's your two options for checking it out.
Yeah, so they do very sure the Singularity series do 51 copies. Well, they do 50 copies of a single etched sided vinyl, and then the other one they do one copy of like a wooden box version. I'm not sure if the wooden box one has gone or not yet for Sly and the Family Drone, but if it hasn't, then and you have £150 to invest in something that is only ever going to gain value, that's a good way of doing it, I imagine. I would say I don't have that money to invest, because you, dear listener, should join the patron, and then maybe I will. patreon.com/independentmusicpodcast. Rob Dickens, thank you so much for joining the patron this week, and Mike Pollard on a triumphant return to the Patreon.
Mike was one of the first supporters of the podcast, and he's told me that he's done at least three times through all podcasts, so as a long distance cyclist. So
excellent. Well, he was asking me, I was chatting to him today to try and get him onto the RSS feed, because it can be a bit convoluted on Patreon. And so yes, hopefully Mike, you are now listening to the full lengths.
Great, thank you Gareth for sorting that out. All right, onwards. Comet Hypnotise is the an artist that I got into first from Gareth. Paid him on the podcast twice in 2020 and 2022. Was also included in our favourites of the year, and is absolutely delighted to see that he's got a new record coming out. Released on Cortisona Records out of Belgium. It's the same label as released the last couple. The album is called Danza del Piri Piri. Dance of the Piri Piri, I guess, the sort of hot sauce dance.
Oh, I did. I'm sure I know about this record, actually. Now you said, I recognise that name, and surely there's not two albums.
About the hot sauce dance, about the hot spice me. Dancing. Yeah, yeah, anyway, this is the Blind Ear Boogie. There we go. That is Blind Ear Boogie from Comite Hypnotiste, the project of Tim Van Allen.
The project of Tim Allen.
Sorry, I just sort of tailed off.
Comite Hypnotiste, the project of Tim Van Hamel.
That's what I'm looking
close
for.
Close. So, Tim Allen.
I did not say Tim Allen.
So I think we can play that back.
Yeah. I said Tim Van Allen. Anyway, all right, listeners. I've come back up from 3 days walking in the South Downs. I was just fishing all day in Brighton.
Fishing for excuses.
And I got a lot of sun. And I'm sun stupefied, basically. So it's the third Comite Hypnotiste record. And we've played them all on the podcast and they've all been absolutely brilliant. He played in bands like Deus, Eagles of Death Metal and Millionaire. Gareth is saying is his main band. I actually know the other two, but not that familiar with Millionaire. So something to get to know, because the three solo records he's done, all been stunning. And as Gareth says, great artwork on all of them too.
I haven't heard this one because it's literally the first track I've heard from him, but... You know, the first one, Dubs Put Ooh La La, and the second one, the Hiking the Trails of Mount Muzak, both very, very different records. As you can probably imagine, the first one much more dub heavy, second one a little bit more psyche.
Yeah, tracks from him are all sneaking into my Between Bands playlists at shows. Yeah,
just, you're always like, what's
yeah,
this?
Yeah, you know, it's just like, oh mate, this is, and every time it comes on, I'm like, got me hypnotized. This is great. Yeah.
See when he starts playing. But I don't know if he does this live or if it's just one of like a
studio home project. Yeah.
Home project thing. I'm good. I'm feeling pretty chill. You're feeling pretty tired. I think let's shake this up a little bit. You played something that I've played on the podcast before. Let me do the opposite. So Hulek Pluski is the moniker of Julian Pwoski, who's a Polish producer from Warsaw. Played him on the podcast, or Anthony did, 392, had a LP, Julek, 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 on the Glamour label, which is one of a number of high-speed, hardcore, thoroughly enjoyable electronics.
Wicked to see him moving to a release on Orange Milk as well. Definitely, as much as Glamour is a great label, Orange Milk, I think, has got a much higher worldwide profile.
I would concur with that. Had some great, worked with loads of brilliant labels, Pointless Geometry, Gin and Platonic, Glamour as well. And yeah, shall we just dive in, Anthony? It's Julek Pwoski. The album is called Hotel, and then it has five asterisks. So Hotel 5-star I'm going to go with. And this track is called New York, Poland. We'll be right back.
So that's out sounding exactly like a sort of mid-90s trance club banger, and then goes in a completely different direction where I don't think that would go down very well if you played it in a club. I can't imagine people would be throwing shapes around. Well, might be throwing stuff at you.
What, to the epic sort of a soundtrack opus, cinematic opus, that is Julek Plosky's New York, Poland. Take it from Five Star Hotel record, out on Orange Milk Records. And yeah, like very much like first record, as far as I'm aware, that is away from sort of the stable of ferocious electronic Polish labels, you know, so people like Gin and Platonic and Glamour and BAS Collective. And yeah, and it does talk about, it says here, it balances a strident melancholic sense of hardcore urgency with delicate fairy tale effect. And I think that's a pretty nice way of balancing it. It does also say here, Anthony, like, though rarely veering into direct dance music, so it's also not planning or designed for any sort of sweaty club anywhere.
Guess if he wants to release that sort of music, he can just get back to the Glamour label.
Exactly. Take a hardcore potion and get stuck in, mate.
This next one, I really like this record. And for some reason, I just thought Gareth had played it. And it turns out we have played her in 2020, probably Gareth. It's released on Ecstatic Records, so the fantastic label of Not Waving. So we've had a couple of plays in the
recent past.
In the episode before last, we had Not Waving himself with Marie Davidson. And this is
only for the patrons, though.
Ah, was it? Well, anyway, here we go. Ecstatic for all. An artist from Cyprus called Spivak. She has a record called You Win Again, which was follow-up to a 2021 record called Rare Backwards, and then one that I think this one in 2020 that has a sort of Cypriot title that I can't read, that I think will be the one that Gareth played. This is brilliant down-tempo. Yeah, lovely avant-garde to sort of take. I thought it was wasn't sure. I never know which sequence I'm going to do the podcast, but when Gareth played that one, I felt like this was the one. This is Midweek Ritual.
Stay.
There we go. I think that probably, I haven't listened to all the tracks on the record, but I imagine it sort of leads on a little bit there at the end. It sounds like the strings are going to carry on there.
Something of a theme on the podcast emerging of sort of things that tease you, like it's going to be a club, like something for the club ecstatic, obviously, like more of a electronic music sort of dance label historically, but then Not Waving obviously becoming a bit more, what's my word, contemplative, sort of more sort of ambient and sort of down tempo. And yeah, obviously with the Dulek record that I played before being a lot more sort of cinematic than hardcore gabba.
Yeah, and then there we go. I never associate ecstatic with hardcore gabba, that's for sure.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah. But like, that wasn't the point I was making.
Sorry, the previous track you played for Orange Milk, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never known any sort of Not Waving gabba, but I'm happy to hear it.
Yes, there it is. Spivak Midweek Ritual is the track. Strong sort of Laurie Anderson vibe there, I felt. You Win Again is the title of her album. It's actually all out now. And yeah, she's a Cypriot synthesizer player and songwriter. And yeah, that's all up there.
Yeah, I'm going to... It feels like we've been teased by non-club music. So let's go for some Acid House, please, Anthony Chalmers. This is... From the fantastic Neo Image. It's a moniker of Chad Thiessen, who's from Vancouver. And yeah, so released on Mood Hut, which is a superb house label out of Vancouver, played now and again on the pod. Just got a single out. So this is Neo Image, and the track is called Fourth Finger.
Diamond ring. 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 Diamond ring.
Da 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 da
I enjoyed that immensely.
Yes, mate. I could definitely listen to that in a club. Neo Image, track called Fourth Finger. It's a single out on Mood Hut out of Vancouver. Chuggy electro, someone described it as. On
Acid House, as you said before.
Oh, Acid House. I like the combination of those
Neo
two.
Neo Image, Mood Hut. Who are these people?
So Neo Image, it's a chap called Chad Thiessen, has a couple of other sort of singles about, had a collaboration with CZ Wang on, CZ Wang on Mood Hut in 2019. Someone we played on the pod previously. Vancouver label, as I said, they had an amazing compilation. They had an amazing compilation of like house music called Disco Mantras, sort of volume one, came out in 2016. I came across that, I stumbled upon it in Rye Wax in Peckham.
Must have been a few years ago now.
2016.
Yeah, exactly.
So, seven years ago now. Disco Mantras volume one. Anthony, you know one of my pet hates?
Clear vinyl?
No, well, that, yeah, I mean, have
you? Oh, volume ones that are only volume one, that a volume two never comes.
Still waiting for a volume two, Mood Hut. So that's why this isn't in the patron section. So Mood Hut, listen, please, volume two, please, because volume one is superb.
Nice. Next one from me is an artist called Los Serra Fontan. It's a duo featuring on drums Edward from Czar, who we've played on the podcast several times before, and he runs Ida Fowl Recordings, of which... semi-regular playing, and him on drums, and then Sarah Fontan on violin. I'm definitely going to see them tomorrow as we record this podcast, and hopefully it's going to be with my esteemed co-host, and in fact I think some members of the Patreon as well.
I've got a day job thing, and my day job thing, which I haven't told you about, is playing life-size Monopoly, which is either going to be the worst
thing. That's what your day job thing is. I thought you had some important meetings.
No, that's what my evening thing is tomorrow. That's why I may or may not go to this gig, but...
You know, I don't work in sort of the corporate world. I never get invited to life-size Monopoly. Maybe that's something the music business could improve.
The reason why is because these things are obscenely expensive and they have to be paid with by like stupid budgets.
Only corporate things whose one's actual money would pay for this.
Yeah, if you want to drop a few hundred pound on you going to life-size Monopoly, the two of us, like a podcast night out, or
they think I'll be okay.
Or actually, if you want to fund the life-size Monopoly podcast trip out, I mean, might be a patron perk after we've gone through all the responses to the surveys we've been doing. patreon.com/independentmusicpodcast, and you will get four more tracks after this one as well, which is, and you'll get early access to the pod when we have it early. You'll get access to our Discord group, access to our live shows, all sorts of good capers and good things.
Nice. Well, there we go. Enjoy this last song, Wall-E by Los Serra Fontan, and we'll see you in 3 minutes and 22 seconds, patrons.